Well, now we've got this set up with the House GOP in Washington, where it just looks like things are in disarray. There was a shocker when John Boehner said, I'm stepping down, not only as Speaker of the House, but my seat in Congress from the state of Ohio. And then it looked like Kevin McCarthy out of California was the anointed one to take over and win the vote of the leadership in the House as a Speaker of the House, not the House Majority Leader, which he already was, and which he may still be, because now he's pulled out of the race. And it is a kerfuffle. And we're very happy to have this morning to talk to us about this from the 7th District here in Michigan, Republican Congressman Tim Walberg, to help us make, let's see if we can make some sense of what is going on inside the Beltway, inside the halls of Congress. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you, Dave.
Good to have you here, and I appreciate it. So I don't want to make you the wizard here and to try to, I guess, explain it all. But from your perspective, what's your take? What is happening?
Well, I think it's a Republican form of democracy at work. It was established by our framers and founders to be a bit messy, and not sometimes just easily pushed through.
Yeah.
And when you have representatives coming from all 50 states, districts within those states, you're going to have just as much independence as you would see in the private sector themselves. So that, with the unique resignation of John Boehner, has been pushed to the forefront, and I think right now decisions are being made to try to move us forward, because we have a lot to do. We've accomplished some significant things with no help from the other side of the building, and we need to keep that going. And that's the purpose for meeting this morning. I'll be heading to right now our conference to see the way forward, what the plan is for the next vote that will be taken on, whoever will be running for Speaker. And I think there are good people right now speaking to their families, praying about what they should do. And guys like Paul Ryan, Peter Roskam, and others may be moving up to the top.
Who are you? First of all, let me ask about the Freedom Caucus. Now, you know, it's been kind of secretive in terms of who belongs to it. It's hard to get pinned down. Now, are you a member of the Freedom Caucus?
No, I'm not. I guess conservative enough.
You're pretty conservative. Now, wait a minute. You're pretty conservative, though.
Yeah, but I'm the most conservative member of the Michigan delegation, according to American Conservative Union and National Journal and others. I represent a moderate district, but I've made no bones about the fact I am a conservative.
So you don't have the right. You don't have the right bona fides in the eyes of the Freedom Caucus.
I guess I'm perceived as one who still believes that in the end we have to move things forward. We have to make this country work, and I'm not going to get 100% of what I want. Reagan, these people a lot of time talk about Reagan, but Reagan said, I'll take an 80% deal anytime, go back to the other 20% later on, but let's move things forward. Let's make this country work. And the Freedom Caucus has put themselves up for a purpose. That's fine. We don't know how many there are. The caucus is now 40. Last week it was 28. We've had two people resign from the Freedom Caucus already. They don't put their membership out for public display. Nobody knows for sure who all the members are.
They don't come out on the Capitol steps for the group photo, right?
No, they don't. But I think the most important thing, Dave, is that this country will go on. We've gone through struggles. Fortunately, this time, it isn't because John Boehner is either sick or had the indiscretion that he's being thrown out of because of scandal. And I think Kevin McCarthy, the same way, decided yesterday for whatever reason this was not the job for him, and he felt that he truly couldn't unite the conference. So that's where now Paul Ryan is considering it, Peter Roskam and others are considering it, and we have some good people that can step up. But in the end, Dave, guys like me and my other colleagues have to decide, do we want to move forward and build on the things we've been able to achieve? I mean, the president signed this week the 14th bill that repeals or fixes bad parts of Obamacare. That's come as a result of the U.S. House pushing consistently against all odds to do the right thing for people. We need to keep doing that, and I think we'll come out of this in the next 2 weeks probably We'll be home for end of trip work periods next week. We'll be back in Washington following. I would guess we're going to have a vote the very first part of the next week and hopefully then move on.
7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joining us this morning. You mentioned a number of names there. Have you honed in on one? Is there one you're supporting right now, or are you going to wait and see who comes out of that caucus meeting?
I think we'll wait and see. I certainly have lobbied both Paul Ryan and Peter Roskam, two good people, good friends. I was with three other members, four other members this morning, standing in front of Paul Ryan's locker, waiting for him to come into the gym locker room. His locker is right behind mine, and there were four of us from three separate states standing there to say, "Hey, Paul, we will support you." It's a tough job. Certainly, if you decide to run for president, it's probably not the best job for you to run for president from. But if your intentions are for moving this country forward and starting in the House of Representatives, you're a good man, and we will promise to help you in any way possible. I talked with Peter Roskin yesterday, a good friend of mine, articulate guy, the number one guy called on in the Illinois legislature to debate Barack Obama when they were in the Senate together. In Illinois. Mm-hmm. This guy knows this president probably better than any other person in the Capitol.
Yeah.
He's also an articulate guy. He's high integrity. He's liked by all specters of our conference. And I think if anyone could bring people together, these two guys, Paul Ryan or Peter Roskam, could do that. But time will tell.
There was some talk about, Candace Miller. Anything to that as a compromise kind of candidate? Is there anything to that?
There is. And I was one of the first guys to say, if we would go to a caretaker speaker finish out this term, let's look at people who are not running again, who are retiring, but who have leadership experience, have had committee leadership experience, and have high respect. And so I suggested Candace Miller, because she has all of that. Wonderful lady. We're going to miss her in Congress. And she's been a great representative of Michigan, not only her district, but highly, highly respected here. And then John Klein, Congressman Klein from Minnesota, who's my chairman on the House Education Workforce Committee, retired Marine, carried Reagan and Carter's nuclear football. Tough guy, but a guy that can work with people. And so those two names I put out, but I think the conference wants to move forward with a full time speaker that could go on next term as well.
So that may not pan out. For listeners who weren't sure, they're with the nuclear football, because we don't talk a ton about the nukes anymore. The nuclear football is the briefcase carried around, always within eyeshot and earshot of the president, that has literally the launch codes. And let's hope that those stay locked up. That's what we all hope and pray for. Tim Walberg, 7th District Congressman, joining us this morning. We appreciate very much great insight here into what is going on. As you say, this is a part of the messiness of a democracy in our Republican system, not necessarily the end of it, right?
Yeah, it is part of the messiness. And I would encourage your listeners not to be discouraged about that. I mean, we are no different than the people we represent. I hope people understand that. I'm just a representative of the 7th District. And it doesn't give us any greater mentality. Hopefully we will learn from the process and know how to work the process, but it is meant to be deliberative and sometimes very messy. A dictatorship works better in keeping messiness out, but it doesn't work well for freedom, liberty, and opportunity. And I think let's not be discouraged. The pundits will like to point to fingers and make this bigger than it is, but this is just a short stutter. There are 434 other members of the U.S. House that are all, for the most part, committed to doing the right thing for their constituents and their country. And let's give it time. It will work out, and the sun will come up tomorrow, and if you're in Michigan, it will be a pure Michigan day.
Sounds good all the way around, and don't forget kickoff coming up as well. So, Tim Walberg joining us this morning. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.